Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, May 17th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. A mission group watches Uzbekistan's turmoil with caution. A call goes out to pray for believers of Russia, and ministry outlasts anti-Christian sentiment in Turkey. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Riots have left hundreds dead in Uzbekistan. According to reports, there's relative peace after military forces opened fire on a group of protesters who want the president to resign. Bible Mission International's Mark Remchesel.
We have tried to make contact with our folks there, and they, of course, are not talking by telephone. The government appears to have clamped down fairly hard on security. The borders are being are closed for walk-through traffic.
Remchesel says this compounds the problem of tract and Bible distribution.
It's okay to have those in Russian if you're giving them to a Russian, but you cannot give them to a Russian-speaking Uzbek because they are, by definition, traditional Muslims.
Fines and jail time are possible. Despite this, Christian youth camps are still planned for the summer, but funding is needed. Next, Book of Hope tells us of an attack on their partner church, Work of Faith, in Izhevsk, Russia. A group of mass special forces and plainclothes police officers began their ransacking and interrogations just as the service was ending. The attack seemed to have no connection to any current police investigation. More troubling, the questions asked during the interrogations focused not on legal matters, but on the church itself. Pray that God would protect the believers and strengthen their witness. You're listening to Mission Network News. Religious leaders in Pakistan say Islamic groups in Pakistan, Egypt, Malaysia, Britain, and Turkey are planning protests May 27th. They're angry over the alleged desecration of the Quran by Americans. That, in turn, appears to have stirred anti-Christian sentiment in Turkey, which could make outreach a little dicey. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver says it's always an issue facing their staff.
It's a very debilitating thing, and it's something that I'm sure all of us are praying will go away. So we're trying to keep everything very low profile.
Rodehaver says their work is a long-term commitment that has outlasted bouts of anti-Christian sentiment. It's a critical part of their future ministry, too.
We have a children's ministry that runs camps in the summer and then works with the Christian churches in Istanbul all year long doing children's programs, training Sunday school teachers. That's very important because there is no other training.
Meanwhile, Nigeria is a country of many cultures and languages. In the northeastern state of Gombe, the seed company is helping 12 language groups have God's Word for the first time. Through workshops, nationals are trained to translate scripture into their own languages. Katie Barnwell with the seed company says it's something locally owned.
We're encouraged by the local interest. In fact, we discovered that in all of the languages, there was already somebody who was trying to do something. So this was just really helping along what was already in progress.
The goal is building up the church with God's Word, and Barnwell says that's happening as translation work is moving along well.
I think all the projects now are getting into a steady translation phase, and we hope that they'll be able to complete the translation of Luke in the course of the next 18 months, and then work on the Jesus film and some other scripture selections.
Pray for the effectiveness of translation work and ministry. And even though economic conditions in Argentina are improving, there are millions who live below the poverty level. That means hundreds of thousands can't afford to buy Christian literature. In response, the International Bible Society launched several outreaches. As a result, more than 4,000 Aboriginal people have become believers. Pray that IBS teams are able to continue many training programs for Argentina this year so they're fully prepared to carry on ministry in their country. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering a monthly church bulletin insert featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate your church to be more involved in missions. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more information. See a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.